Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. About 5.5 years ago, the book publishing and distribution company tonight's guest worked for went out of business, leaving her without a job. Within days, Ellen Graf Martin had connected with some of the publishers she'd worked with at R.G. Mitchell, who asked her if she'd consider starting her own agency and continue doing public relations for them. From that conversation grew Graf Martin Communications, which recently partnered with Word Alive Press to help authors market and publicize their works. Ellen's on the phone with us from her office in Elmira, Ontario, to talk about the changing world of marketing books. But first, let's listen to Poor Wayfaring Stranger from Steve Bell's Pilgrimage CD from the Pilgrimage Collection.
Stranger, while traveling through this world of woe, yet there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds.
Now, before we get to our conversation with Ellen Graf Martin, a bit of a note of disclosure here. Graf Martin Communications was responsible for publicizing my own book, Chasing the Wind, which was the winner in the nonfiction category of Word Alive Press's 2010 publishing contest. Just want to make you aware of that connection here. But with that out of the way, we're on to our conversation with Ellen Graf Martin. Good evening, Ellen.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you spent the better part of the last decade helping writers get their word out of their books, first with R.G. Mitchell and now with your own firm. What sort of led you down the path to that marketing, that career choice?
Well, you know, when I actually, prior to being with R.G. Mitchell, I was living and working in the U.S. And I am a Canadian girl, but I was living and working in the U.S. And every time I came home to Canada, people would ask me what I was reading and what they should be reading and what they needed to know about, because I was living in the Bible Belt. I lived in Georgia, and we knew about everything. And I really had this feeling that my own people were starving because they just didn't know what was available to them, and there were some amazing resources and pieces that were available, but no one knew about them. And so when I moved back to Canada, I was working with R.G. Mitchell, it became my personal mission, whether or not it was what I was tasked to do necessarily, but really it became what I was tasked to do, because it was my passion to say, you know, I want great resources for equipping the church and equipping believers, equipping people to be well-known across Canada. And that's my personal passion, really has driven this over the last 11 years now.
Well, looking at that and looking at the books that you've worked with, that, who have been some of the memorable authors that you've worked with, both out of the United States and out of Canada?
Well, there's a great author out of Guelph who wrote this award-winning book. No, that would be you.
Thank you.
but, you know, I've been really privileged to work with Max Lucado. And, you know, everyone knows Max and loves Max, whether or not they're a church person or not. And that in itself has been such a privilege for me. And he's also such a grace-filled and gracious man. So that was really a highlight, bringing him to Canada and getting to tour with him and doing publicity for a number of his titles. Have really loved partnering with Baker Publishing Group out of Michigan for the last 6 years specifically as part of our company. But before that with R.G. Mitchell. But, you know, really that group has been so committed to Canada, truly, really committed to Canada. So they are the only publisher that I know of that has a real, or a Christian publisher that has a real concentrated effort saying we want Canadians to know about these and has chosen to do that. So they have some great authors. We're working with Chip Ingram with them right now. Jessica Turner, who had a really famous blog post about moms in bathing suits earlier in 2014. They just have had really, with Mary Beth Chapman with them, we got to work with Patti Millett through them, who's Justin Bieber's mom. So really some great titles there. And even helping some groups with their publishing efforts, so helping Canadian Bible Society even, as they fine-tune their publishing efforts and look at what Canada really needs.
Well, looking at all that, and I know you probably have a lot of reading that you do for work in that, but when you choose to read for pleasure, like just picking up something to read because it's not work-related or anything like that, what kind of books do you turn to?
I love fiction. That would be my escapism. I always have. I try to read. I probably read about two fiction titles a week, which is remarkable. I don't know. Lately with a toddler, I fall asleep a lot quicker when I'm reading a book. But I love fiction. Over Christmas time, I actually read The Book of Negroes. That was a fabulous Canadian title, not a faith title at all, but a fabulous book. I also really like contemplation titles, if that makes sense. So right now I'm reading a book called An Invitation to Solitude and Silence, and just loving that as well, because it can be a busy life running a business and doing PR. So,
well, you've been doing this for, like you mentioned earlier, more than a decade, and this has been a really interesting and intriguing time for people within the book publishing industry. What are some of the changes, the significant changes you've seen since in the time that you've been involved in this?
There have been huge changes. 2015 actually will be 15 years that I've been in this industry, which is amazing to me. And in that time, especially right around 2007, 2008, social media and all things online really changed my job, really. And they often say that a marketer or a publicist's job doubled at that time, because you weren't just doing traditional PR, doing traditional marketing. I'm talking to people like you on the radio and working with newspapers and television and doing that traditional kind of on the ground sort of marketing, but also having to do that same piece online. So even online radio programs now and bloggers, we've really had to develop robust blogger outreach programs and develop real relationships. And as you probably know, any marketer or publicist worth their salt has developed real relationships and actually cares about our outlets and the people that we work with. And so we've had to do that again online with, we call them citizen journalists who are blogging, and some really fabulous people in that world with online. So every magazine that was in print now has an online version typically, and a different editor working there, developing social media platforms. And really, I mean, that again is relationship based. You can't just shoot out messages and hope that someone listens. You actually have to be listening to the people who are speaking online as well and responding.
Yeah, and that has really had a significant, that whole aspect of brand and you know, making sure you have as many platforms out there as possible to try and get your message out has really increased, not only what publicists are doing and people in the PR industry, but also for writers themselves.
Exactly. Yeah, we've seen it become almost overwhelming and paralyzing for authors, for small businesses, for organizations. We've seen it become you know, musicians, you and I had talked about musicians, but it can become paralyzing because what you really want to do is write and publish or produce or create, and what you find yourself having to spend the time doing is doing the marketing and the connecting. And a lot of authors that I know are actually fairly introverted, and so for them it can be exhausting to have to think about building relationships online, in person, all over the place, because that's really what it is at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to pick up on that after our break, and what we are going to do is take a quick break and then continue our conversation with public relations and marketing professional Ellen Graf Martin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
For a shining horizon, have we forgotten about a reason for leaving? Better turn it around. I was navigating maps and the weather. Thought we were heading for the house of your father. Better turn it around. Turn this boat around. Take us back to where we started from. Want to see the signals that guide you. Let's go back, we can begin where I found you. Better turn it around. Turn this boat around. Take us back to where we started from.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Turn It Around from the Pilgrimage CD by Steve Bell. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Ellen Graf Martin. Just before we went to break, we were talking about some of the different things that are happening with marketing and authors and musicians and other people in the creative arts industry having to spend a lot of their time marketing and working and building relationships. And one of the trends I've noticed as I've talked to writers over the past little while is that dream that they once had of getting their book picked up by a big name publisher like Zondervan or Baker or somebody like that, having them publish it, a stable of their staff promoting and marketing the books, that's now over. A lot are self-publishing. Or if they are even published by one of the big name houses, they're doing a lot of the marketing and stuff themselves. What's happened in the industry that has pushed this responsibility onto authors and creatives?
Well, I think a lot of things happened. One of the things was Amazon happened, and margins on books really shrunk. And what a consumer would pay, Amazon happened, ebooks happened. The industry has shifted entirely. I know in 2008, my former employer went bankrupt because it just wasn't sustainable anymore for a number of reasons. But at the same time, we saw a number of our publishers laying off 10 or 15 or even 20% of their staff. So the people that would have done this in previous years and the budgets that would have been there just weren't there. And so we were forced into a new model, And really, at the end of the day, the people who would normally have a chance at having a, you know, we, this sounds terrible, but, you know, when we would look at a catalog, we'd think of kind of our A-level titles that we know are going to sell. You know, when we're at a sales conference, we know a Max Lucado book is going to sell typically because he's got a great fan base, he's built a great platform, he has really people who want to hear what he has to say, ready to go when a book comes out. We have kind of our B-level authors, which who would have some platform and would need a little bit of building and a little bit more promotion. And then we'd have those new authors. We don't call them C-level, but typically new or breakthrough authors who nobody knows them yet, but they have something really great to say. They've honed their craft. They're a great writer, but they need a lot of work. And the budget for that level of new author is really shrunk over the years. So I know publishers are saying, until you have a great platform, we can't take the risk on you because the margin isn't there to take a risk as much anymore.
Well, it almost sounds like, to be honest, the things are kind of flipped, because it's really the new authors that need the resources to get their names out, where someone like a Max Lucado, you could just say, hey, we have another Max Lucado book, and people are going to buy it. You know, it almost seems like people are putting the challenges for newer authors is trying to get that break and get the resources that they need.
It's true. And, you know, I don't know how many books I've seen over my career that are really great books, but nobody knew about them. And they did get a publishing push, but the consumer is also tight with their dollars, and they're not willing to take that risk on a new author. They know predictably what they'll get from their favorite authors, and to take a risk on a new author is tough. And so trying to, it's on every level, I would say, especially since that bottom of the recession. It's been a shift where you would have people who would, in the past, spend a lot more on books and have a lot more content that they would consume that way. We can consume so much free content online now, even through things like blogs and so many free ebooks and all of these different pieces, that it's really hard to get a consumer to part with their hard-earned money, especially, you know, I think there's still a little bit of recession mindset, but hard to get people to part with their money and take a risk on a new author, which then, again, in turn makes it tougher for a publisher to take a risk on a new author and a bookseller, because the bookstores have to feel like they can actually sell a new author as well. So there are a lot of pieces in play that have changed this industry so much.
Well, but on the flip side with all of that, too, it's also some things have made it a lot easier for authors to get their words out. E-publishing, for instance, print-on-demand, things like that have made it a lot easier for writers to get their words out. But it also means that they have to take control over every component of that. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, you have people who are busy doing all the marketing aspect and taking time away from being creative. I was just talking to Barry Doyle recently, who published his first book, spent, you know, time before Christmas doing book launches and getting things out, and saying that took away from working on the next book within the trilogy that he's working on. So when I'm looking at all of these things, what are the things that writers need to do? What are some of the mistakes that writers are making as they're out there marketing their books?
Yeah, I think, and I just want to echo what you said, that the opportunities for self-publishing and for publishing in new ways are huge, and that really has come out of in this entrepreneurial nature coming out of this shift in publishing. What that means is exactly what you said, that there's so much more work that goes into it than ever before. And, you know, the reality is, in the past, great authors really worked hard. They always have. You know, those great authors who sell a ton of books are out there speaking, out there building their platform. And I would say that platform piece is enormous. I know Michael Hyatt talks about that. But making your name familiar, mitigating the risk, I think that's part of what it is. You know, whether you are publishing your book yourself or going to a traditional publisher, you need to mitigate the risk and make it so that consumers recognize you and that you become a recognizable brand in and of yourself, that your writing becomes branded, really. So we see that by making sure, and this is, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes that we see, is that someone releases a book, they have no web presence, and no one can find them. So you get a great interview, and someone says, I want that book. I remember hearing that interview with Robert White, and then goes online and can't find anything about that book, can't find where to buy it, can't find, and so it just goes away. And you wonder, why didn't anyone seek out my book? Well, because they couldn't find it. They actually did. So we see that a weak web presence is really, and that website, because, you know, social media is fabulous, and we really highly recommend it. But at the same time, you don't own your social media platform. You own your website. And so when you're blogging and connecting, I think creating shareable content is another piece. So when you're able to be found, give people something to say about you. We see some of our great authors who take quotes from their books and apply them to great images and create them as shareables for their fans to share and get the word out about them. We also see, you know, a local author here who we didn't do any PR for, so I don't feel like this is, I don't have to disclose anything. She's a good friend, but she just recently released a book. And one of the things I loved was that she went to the town that her book is set in. It's Susan Fish, and she wrote a book called Ithaca. And she went there and took pictures and even was asking people online, does this look like what you imagined Ithaca to look like? And this is the house that I was imagining, and really drew us in so that we could participate in her book, if that makes sense. And to me, that really drew me. I thought, I need to read that book. I need to see if this is what I imagined. And you have to get so creative. And so I think channeling your creativity into communication one-on-one and with a group is also the other piece that, you know, we see these great creative authors who almost I think I said get paralyzed when they get online. And it doesn't need to be that way, because I think we can take that creativity and those same messages and just use them in different ways.
Yeah. I'm familiar with Ithaca. I had a chance to interview Susan on that. And of course, she also did it at her media launches. She did the soups, because that's a key element of the book was Daisy's soups. Let's take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Graf Martin's communication founder, Ellen Graf Martin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
God loves all that God loves. Think about that. Think about it.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Think About That from Steve Bell's Pilgrimage CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Ellen Graf Martin. No, I'm not Ellen Graf Martin.
Well, I think we've got that clear.
Got to read things right. Anyway, one of the things we're talking about is that whole aspect of marketing and the challenges that authors have. And one of the things that's happened is you've just partnered with Word Alive Press and announced this formalized partnership to help authors publicize and market their books. I'm assuming you're going to be doing some of the things you did with my book, which, you know, to be honest, was wonderful. I was doing media interviews, talking to people. I know there were a number of interviews that went on Amazon and into media and stuff like that. And in looking at that, how exactly is this partnership going to work between you and Word Alive?
Well, Word Alive came to us saying, you know, we've got these independent authors who really want, I think what, at the end of the day, I always say this, I never want an author to sit on a garage full of books, if that makes sense, or a basement full of books that they publish, and now they have no idea how to let people know about it. So they came to us saying, you know, can you help us? Because our authors really need this support. Word Alive Press is expert in their publishing efforts, and then they're bringing us along as experts in the marketing efforts. And we said, you know, the same expertise that we use for a Max Lucado book, we can use for a Robert White book. And that's really what we want to be able to apply. So we also said to them is, you know, a lot of times authors are really focused on getting that interview. And it, what I exactly just said to you is they don't have their online platform built. So we came to them and said, you know, we see these two pieces as being really important. We know that authors really want this traditional media outreach, but we really know that before they even do that, they really need to make sure that their online platform is built. So we had two packages that we had as just kind of like a starter kit, really, for authors, new authors who say, I just need someone on my team. So we're able to come and say, we are your team, and we're going to use our expertise on your behalf for any Word Alive Press author and help them build their platform, use our expertise here, and inspect what is online. Do kind of, we say platform building, I think of this, my dad was a builder, so I can think of it in this term. You know, inspect the foundation, inspect what's already there, and if there's no foundation there, start building, and work with an author to make sure that they are sharp and available and visible and in the best way possible. The other piece that we will do is the traditional media, like a real basic kit to do some coaching for authors and just how to do an interview, and what to make sure you talk about. We'll create a press release, a custom press release, which would be different than a templated press release, but make sure that it's really what the media is looking for, and then distribute it to all of our contacts nationally. So really giving an independent Canadian author a leg up and an opportunity to just even get started, and just give them the opportunity to sell more books at the end of the day and have more people read their work, because I think it's such a crime to write a great work and have no one read it.
Well, Ellen, thanks very much for your time tonight. Just one quick thing. Where can people get information on Graf Martin Communications?
At our website, which is grafmartin.com. That's G-R-A-F, as in Frank, M-A-R-T-I-N.com. We'd love to connect. And I would love to connect. I'm on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We'd love to connect.
Great. And Ellen, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Ellen Graf Martin. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.salemministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Salem Ministries, email robert@salemministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at @salaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.